It's 3:35 at News Talk 1400 WRJN. Like I said before, we talked to this lady about this time last year when she appeared at the Racine Theater Guild as part of their Comedy Tonight series. She joins us this time around, author, book Finding the Funny Fast. She's also a keynote speaker, stand-up comic, and many people know her as the Work Lady. In fact, you'll find her at theworklady.com. And she joins us once again, one of our favorites here on the afternoon news. It's Jan McInnes. Jan, thanks for joining us once again. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. You forgot all-around wonderful person.
Okay, I'm going to have to put that down. It's like all-around wonderful. Okay, got
wonderful,
it.
Wonderful, yeah.
For next time. We'll take care of it next time. How about that? So, how have
you got
things,
everything else in there.
How have things been for you, Jan?
Things are good. They are cooking. Having what? A great year. The year is off to a fantastic start, and doing some more Baby Boomer comedy shows and lots of other corporate stuff. So
well, wonderful.
I cannot complain.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, you brought up a very good point, because the nice part is I'm blessed with being able to get newsletters from Jan, and you have a topic called listening to your inner voice, and it has an awful lot to do with your life as a comic. And basically it tells about the fact that, you know, when it comes to particular situations in your work life, sometimes listening to what your heart says has an awful lot to do with your happiness and B, your success.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in the article I was talking about a story I have about how I launched my career because of 39 books.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, I listened to my inner voice. I was emceeing at the time, making about 25 bucks a gig, and I just started out, you know, full time, and I had a club owner who was known for, I don't want to use the cheating, cutting the pay, I guess is what you call it, not paying you what you should, that sort of thing. And I still worked for this person because they had a lot of work and I needed the work. And I did this one gig where I was supposed to work Thursday through Sunday, until Sunday, and we didn't have a show Thursday because there was no marketing done, apparently. And they cut 39 bucks out of my money.
Really?
And, you know, when you're emceeing at $25 a show, Ted, that's like $1 million.
You bet.
I mean, I need that money. And so I'm driving home that night and I'm just thinking, what do I got to work for this person. I mean, they have a lot of work. And then as I'm driving down up 95 in Virginia, I see this big pink bus pass me with Dolly on the side. It was Dolly Parton's tour bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my gosh, Dolly, someday I'm going to be where she is, but I bet she wouldn't do work for people like this. And then my inner voice just kicked in and said, you don't have to either. What are you doing? And, you know, you have that little seesaw in your head. Should I do it? No, I need to work. But you're not working. You're not getting paid. And so I decided I had to go with my inner voice and not do any more work for this person. And I figured, take it in small steps. I'd wait a year and not call for work and see what happened, if I could get more work other places. And amazing, Ted, when you make those decisions, I started working for other people, and a year went by, and I did not need the work from this person. I actually made more money and expanded out into other states, and just my career, you know, started really rolling just because I realized I can't keep doing this. It's not helping me.